forms recently. You know, the Mahalach, they want to know what's the mission statement of the yeshiva. What is it? How do you touch up the yeshiva? What is it? What's its hatzlacha? And let's talk about its hatzlacha, and then the state of the yeshiva, and then we're talking about where we're lacking a little bit and what has to be corrected. I'm going to dig it from a different look for a few minutes. I think it's really the Gemara in Brachos, after a lot of thought. When Rav Gamliel was the Nasi in the Lashon Beis HaMedrash, so what happened was that not everyone was allowed to go into Beis HaMedrash and learn. Brachos Ches in Brachos. Who was allowed to go in? You have to get a real hard bechina. But of course, the midah was a person who was teicha kabara. He was a yori shamayim on the inside. He was a yori shamayim on the outside. He was a master on the inside. He was a master on the outside. Not just he wanted to learn, but wanted to be part of yeshiva. He had to produce. And because of that, it was a smaller beis medrash than it could have been. Whatever the reason is, Rav Gamliel had to step down, and Rav Elozo ben Azariah came forward, and he was appointed, and that's when we saw Rav Elozo ben Azariah say that line, Harei Yikiven Shivim Shana. So what happened? So he opened, he took away the shamer of the Beis HaMedrash. Could you imagine? The shamer of the Beis HaMedrash, in time of Rav Gamliel, was not to allow, you know, when I have a shayma over here, it's there to make sure Bachrim don't leave the Beis HaMedrash, and to make sure that some of our, maybe, you know, less desirables in the area don't come into the Beis HaMedrash. Takar over here. When he had a shayma, it was not to make sure that the Bnei Torah didn't leave the Beis HaMedrash, it was to make sure the Bnei Torah didn't come into the Beis HaMedrash. If you weren't fitting to learn, don't come in. And if you're learning and you want to leave, get out. You know, that means you're not fitting. So it was a shame to protect Jews from coming into the Beis HaMedrash. What happens? When Rosa ben Azariah took over, so it says, he took away the shamer, and Ahu Yomba, he tried to come himself solid in the Beis HaMedrash. They had to hit on many benches. How many benches? So it's about 400, 700. Can you imagine an increase in enrollment in one day of 700 benches into a Beis HaMedrash? It's an amazing thing. And what happened at that point? Chol Shadaite Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had a little Chalish Shadas. He got a little depressed. And what did he say? Maybe Dilma Chas V'Sholom Manasi Tari Me Yisrael. Maybe Chas V'Sholom, you know, I refrained from Torah. I was part of not allowing Torah to flourish in Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Maybe some of these people would have come in my days also and learned. Now, what's going on over here? The Havad Mina and the Maskana from Gamliel. Chodesh Arim is. I mean, he knew the boys. He knew all 700 that wanted to come in. They came in that day. He obviously gave them the chinnis. And he saw they weren't fit. He was a rachamim. He was a talmud chacham. He was the head. He knew them. He knew them. And comes, boom, the first day they come in. And he sees them coming in. He must, obviously, if it calls the night, he saw the first day of his mind, they learned basmada. I mean, everyone does. I mean, who are you fooling? Let's see 100 days into this month. Let's see 1,000 days into this month. Let's see a few years here. And Elamai, they were still on a low level, maybe. So then, why Chol Shadaite? You knew what they were learning. You knew their capacity. You knew your ability. So what happened? The day before, one way. The day after, another way. What, he thought they would never come in? What's the pshat? So Chiddush HaRim says an unbelievable thing. Dusharim says that he was right the whole time. He knew there were people that should they be in a base of measures and learning? No. Do they have at this point in their lives the capacity to sit and learn 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day? No. Do they have the capacity at this point in their life with a real rutzin to daven with kavana? No. Are they really yirei shamayim? No. Do they carry the covenant Torah? No. Would you be embarrassed to say that boy learns in this yeshiva? Yes. That never changed. So then why chol shadayte? Because the first day in his mind, and he saw them learning with the hasmada, and he saw them davening the first day with that extra kavana, and he saw them trying to tzush them, he realized that it could be that the hashpa, such a beautiful lashon of the Chiddush HaRiv, the hashpa, the influence of the Kaisley Beis HaMedrash could have such a hashpa on people that they could change their ways. It's an unbelievable thing. That he, in his life, he never took that attitude. That the Beis HaMedrash itself, with a Rabbim learning there, can have a tremendous hashpa on the people who come in there, even if they're not that serious, as long as they want. And they'll become serious. And they'll become the Talmid Yerucham. And Chol Shadayte. And therefore, you know, he started getting a little depressed. That's the Gemara. And that was a new education system. There's a real hashpa a Beis HaMedrash has. I think, by the way, this Gemara is the mucker for a Gemara that you've heard many a time and you've learned. The Gemara introduces up Lava. The Gemara says that if you see the Eitz Sahara, you know, going after you outside, so Mashcheil the Beis HaMedrash. Drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. Run into the Beis HaMedrash. And if, you know, if it's like a seller, this will happen. So, it doesn't say learn the Beis HaMedrash. It doesn't say dive into the Beis HaMedrash. Just bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. It'll be destroyed. What's in the Beis HaMedrash? According to the Chiddush, it's very good. There's a hashpa. When you walk into a Beis HaMedrash, and it reverberates with Torah, you hear Limna Torah, and you see Bachum learning by Smada. Even if you're not there yet, you'll change. And that was the culture came from the Yitzhak. Yitzhak will be destroyed. He can't survive in such an environment. It's like a fish out of water for the Yitzhak to live in a Beis HaMedrash. Even the Yates, hear it well, even the Yates Sahara can't survive in a thriving Beis HaMedrash. Even the person himself is not learning, but the others are. It's going to hit him, it's going to affect him, it's going to move him. I think Chav Ches Brachas is the mocker, to me at least, to that condition not long. When we started the Beis HaMedrash, we started it in a group, a small group of dedicated Yimalai and dedicated Bachur. That there's always going to be a Kol Torah thriving in Beis HaMedrash. And we had both. We had those who were Veh Yom V'Laila, for those who were here at the beginning, and we had boys who weren't. But they were in Beis HaMedrash. He was the center of their day, Beis HaMedrash. You didn't have the Moshchel of Beis HaMedrash. They weren't the Eitz Sahara. They had to measure that person's the Beis HaMedrash. They were the Beis HaMedrash. Some learned better, some learned weaker. And what happened? Over the course of the year, It couldn't be that you would sit in the base of measures from Waterbury and not change totally. It was impossible. It wasn't a trick, it's a Gemara. It's impossible. And but the Chiddush of Waterbury is it's a movable base of measures, it's a mobile base of measures. Most times it's in that was in the front room there. Sometimes it was by the Suda. That's also a base of measures, where the Eimam is there together. Sometimes it was even in the dorm room, when the whole Eimam was there together at the right time. That also has its Kedusha. Sometimes it was in a Rebbe's house, a Sheva Brachos. It was at a Chasana. Never had a Vart. It was by a Levaya. You should know that. It was by a Levaya. It was the group together. Is the base of Medrash. It was in a restaurant. Wherever they were together, it's base of Medrash. And everyone just gained from the other. The unbelievable thing. And the Kayach HaTayv, year after year after year. And then, it's such an influence it made over Connecticut. The state of the yeshiva. It's a pasuk in Rashi, in Chumash. It's such an unbelievable Rashi. I see this Rashi, my heart melts. It talks about, in the chukos haitei leichu, if you're going to listen and be amelim b'tar, what happens when you're amelim b'tar? Take a look. You have boys who are stronger, you have boys who are weaker in mind. Everyone has, that high intellect. You have some boys who are, strong in learning. You have boys who are weak in learning. You have boys who didn't have the Kalim yet. They don't have all the methodology. They don't have the tools yet. They don't have the experience yet. They don't have the zislesh yet. You have the weak and the stronger. You'll have that every yeshiva. It might start different levels, but you'll have every yeshiva that's weaker and stronger. It has to be. Nobody's on the same level. Listen to a Rashi. In those days, if you're Omer B'Torah, there are a lot of brachas given. To the Amelim B'Torah. It all means that he sits in a Shemesh Yomim V'Layla trying to learn. It says, when you're going to fight your enemies, and of course it alludes to the Eitz Sahara, it alludes to enemies of Klal Yisrael, it alludes to every enemy you have, and you have a lot. V'rotzvu Mikem Chamisha Meyah, five of you, are going to be roidev, run after and destroy 100. That's 1 out of 20. 5 of us to 100 of them. 1 of us to 25 to 100. Rashi, v'rodfu, mikem, from you, chamisha. It's just saying, v'rodfu chamisha. Or, what's mikem, from you. So Rashi says, min ha'chaloshin shebachem. From the weakest ones. We're not even talking now the stronger people. The stronger of them, they tyrant. The weaker ones. Weaker ones were good. And you parallel to Torah, the weaker ones in Torah. For Rodfu Chamisha, the Chalasha. Not just the Hebrew. What? 5 to 100. Umeya Mikem, Revava Yerdaifu. But 100 from you will be able to capture or kill or run after 10,000. Now that doesn't work out proportionally. Because that's 1 to 100. That's not 1 to 20. That's 1 to 100. 100 to 10,000 is 1 to 100. It should be 1 to 2,000. Mistake in Chumash. Rashi says, and of course, in the pasuk, the naflu like vechel of techem becharif, they'll be destroyed by the sword. Vechil acheshben, it should be 1 out of 2,000. Ella inu dainamu otim ha'oisim esatayra l'merubim ha'oisim esatayra. There's no comparison to a small group that learns Torah to a large group that's involved in Torah. A small group. A small yeshiva A small entity has limited power. 1 to 20. When you have a larger group that's learning and that's Oisim Ritzenu Shamakim, and they're all on the same team, so that is, it's not just 1 to 20, it's 1 to 100. It's unlimited. 100 already is, it breaks the barrier. It's unlimited the power, what they have. So much more influence. You can take a yeshiva, and you can have a boys, call it 160, 170, 180 boys in yeshiva. And if you have 100 every day sitting and learning well, 120 sitting and learning day every day well, boss mother, with a mailers, and by davening, and really davening, carrying Kavanah Torah, the Teichim Kabarim, the Yorei Shemayim, they will affect the world, 1 to 20 maybe. They will affect Connecticut, 1 to 20. They will affect the next generation, 1 to 20. But if you take a yeshiva of 160, 170, 180, and everyone is in Beis HaMedrash, the weaker ones, the stronger ones, the Chaloshim, the Gibarim, and if you take them, even though they're not yet Teichim Kabarim, even though they're still on a lower level, but they come and they're part of the Chesed Beis HaMedrash, and that's where they're Shakua, that's where they are, Yom HaMalayla, day and night. Besides the fact that they'll strike, they will affect not 20, 100. That's 5 times the amount. And I'm not talking about the better guys will affect the weaker guys. The Chalashim Shemaya, the weakest boy in this yeshiva, will gain strength 5 times, 5-fold, by everybody being involved. So now when you come and tell me, let's go to the state of where we are. What's so bad? You know, if we have, you know, a daily 100, 120 committed, and they really are, but you have the few that are not committed. Yeah, you know, so why just erase them? Why just wipe them out? What are they doing here to begin with? What they're doing here to begin with is because it's from Gamliel's. It's from Elizabeth and Isaiah's Beis HaMedrash right now. It should be Rav Gamliel's. But we hope that the Kaisley Beis HaMedrash will be mashpi on them. But that's only if they come. If they don't come to the Beis HaMedrash, if they're not here for everything we do as the yeshiva, for every suda that's required to be here, for every davening, for every shir, for every shmuz, everything, then they're not going to be hashmafdim because of Beis HaMedrash. Even Rabbi Loza ben Azariah would say, throw them out. But a boy's here for everything, it's guaranteed he'll strike. But there's a guarantee that not only will he strike, everyone else in the yeshiva will strike so much more. Even the stronger ones may be able to affect 1,000. Maybe will affect 2,000. So if you're here in Yeshiva, Waterbury, and you're a Waterbury boy, and you're not a Beis HaMedrash, not only are you not learning, but you're affecting the top boys from the Hashpah that they'll have on themselves, their families, the world, on the other Matira, and the Hashpah that the weaker boys will have. And that's an Avla. That's wrong. That's wicked. That's bad. If you want to give it to a mushroom that, you know, people who can't hear it in the terms of the Gemara. If I have an army of 100, and each one has his function, and each one has his thing to do, and one has to protect that door, one this window, one this door, one this, one this. Some have to go on the offense. Some have to cook. Some have to clean. You have a team. It takes just one person from the team to goof, to affect the whole team. We know that. In teamwork, we all know that. You know, on a production system, on a car system, just need the guy that's on an airplane. Rahman, so that's what happens. You need one guy to forget to tighten the screw, and a plane will blow up in midair. It doesn't happen. You just need one guy. All other 100 people on the line, we're putting the screws in the right place. One guy is there, the other 99 are working. I'm not going to bother tightening the screw. That plane destroys. Just need one window opened without protection, you know, for the enemy to come in. You just need one window open without protection for the HR to affect everybody. If you're part of the team, you have an achrayus to the team. In the army, if you're part of the team and you don't fulfill your achrayus, it's court-martial. It's jail. What is jail? What did I do wrong? It's wrong because it affects others. It's not just you in service. We counted on you. And if there's 160, that means there's 160 needed because it's designed at this point for 160. So then everybody has to be part of it. And if you're not there again, your chavrusas are being affected. You're the, what do you call it? He's not, and the world is affected. You think you're just a chavrusa. The world is affected. Besides yourself, who cares about you? You obviously don't care. And what do you do to base the measures? And if you are there, as hard as it is, Kobe, as hard as it is, if you are there, you will strive. And that everybody that was here for years will tell you that. The only ones who never strive in Waterbury are the guys who weren't part of it. No matter how good they never grew because they weren't part of the system. And the only ones, right, and the ones who never, and if you weren't part of the system, it guaranteed you don't strive. And if you're part of the system, no matter how weak you are, no matter how unmotivated you are, by the way, no matter, you know, how uncomfortable you are, you always stand all the way. That's the greatness and the beauty of the system.
Okay. Let's continue from Monday night. It's a Pelotic and Major Shrama. Major says as follows. In Birchis Yaakov, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, Vayivarcheyo. And Yaakov smelled the odor of the Begodim, and he gave him a blessing. And the Medrash darshens, Atikrei Begodov, Beged, the clothing, Ela Begdov, the rebelling one. Very interesting. In Lashon HaKodesh, Beis Gimel Dalet, which by the way is in order, Aleph, Beis Gimel Dalet. Beis Gimel Dalet means Beged. It also means Beged, somebody who's rebellious. And maybe it has to do with Adam Arisha, that in his Begida, in his rebellion, in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, so he put on clothing. So there's some correlation between clothing and rebellion. In Yeshiva, we understand that very well, the correlation between clothing and rebellion. But in its first place, but what does it mean, and Yaakov smelled the odor of the begadim, or as the begadim of the rebellious ones? Now, the beged, of course, Chazal tell us, the beged, he smelled the odor of Gan Eden. And beged, which would be the rebellious ones, is really the antithesis, the opposite of Gan Eden. So what's the tzushta? Comes the medrash, it's such an unbelievable medrash. Follow the medrash. Kigon Yosef v'shichov. So, similar to a case like Yosef v'shichov. What happened there? B'shol shebikshu soinim likonis la'arabayis. At the time that the enemies of Klal Yisrael wanted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, Omer, they realized there's Kedusha there. They realized the one who's going to enter HaRabayis, you know, just might die. Put himself in a real sakana. You're fighting a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. And you have to always remember. It's hard to say it, but in a certain dimension, and I'm only saying the word certain dimension to be politically correct, our greatest enemies in the history of the Jews, in the history of the world, had an emunah, had a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu much stronger and way beyond ours. And you see that many times throughout Chazal. Sometimes I would say to myself, Alavai, it should only be that my emunah should be like the emunah of the Seinim Shal Yisrael in the days of our ancestors. So they said, you know what? Be smart. Yikonesh mehem uvehem tchila. Let one of the Jews go in. And let the tchila come from him. So Amrim le. So they told this Yosef, oh, you go in. And obviously, he was an evil, wicked person. And they told him, Umada as mapik didoch. Whatever you take out from the Beis HaMikdash will be yours. They enticed him. They gave him an incentive. Nichnas. The biggest traitor Klai Yisrael went into the Kaddish Kadoshim. V'hoitzi menorah shel zov. And he took out the menorah of zov. Extremely valuable. Very close. And he took him, that's going to be his artifact, that's going to be in his house. That's his Yerush, it's great. There's no greater traitor than that. But then they told him, Amr lo, ain doctor shall head you l'shtabish b'zum. You're a simpleton, you're a regular person. It's not befitting for a Menorah, Azov, that's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, to be in your house. It belongs in the Melech's house. You know, the first thing you took out, even though he promised it to you, I think you should give it to the Melech. Because not befitting you. Ela ol zman tinyonos. Go a second time. Umadas mapek tidoch. And whatever you want, whatever you take out, we promise you, we guarantee, it'll be yours. What happened? The low key bill of love. And he refused to go in a second time. Omer Rav Pinchas said, Nosnu lo meches kimoshanim. They gave the taxes of the whole city, of the whole state, to go in a second time and take out the thing, and he can keep it. But just go in and defile the Beis HaMikdash a second time. Let a Jew go in and defile the Beis HaMikdash. Not a good. Let a Jew go in. V'lo kibolov. So, I really should have gone. That and our enemies realized also there's nothing lower than a Jew going being a traitor to his own nation, betraying his own people, defiling his own Beis HaMikdash. Think about that. I believe, I'm not sure, I know there's a deed for sure in the Ritva in Pesachim. There's a deed in Ritva in Pesachim that if a guy comes into this Beis HaMikdash and tells you, take out the Sefer Torah and spit on it. or urinate on it, or I'll kill you. It's Yehoram Vayava. You have to get killed al Kiddush Hashem, and not the foil of Sefer Torah. Now we know in Halacha that on all mitzvahs, on all aveiros, the din is Yehoram Vayava. You're allowed pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to transgress, you're allowed to be over the aveira, and not get killed except for the gimel chamuris, which is gila raish, chizdomen, and avodah zohar. This is not chizdomen, it's not avodah zohar, it's not gila raish. This is the zayin of all of klayos, of all of Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The divorce sounds like it's a kol shekein. It doesn't have to be said. It's a dava pashut. So if he says, do it, then the din is, you're horrid by Yavah. And you're not allowed to be vaza, the Sefer Torah. But if he does it, the guy does it, there's no din misra. Or if a guy does it to another guy, there's no din you're horrid by Yavah by the other guy. Why? Because ain't a daimer the bezayin, the disgrace, when a Jew will do, will spit on his Sefer Torah, and the guy spits on his Sefer Torah. Because the guy in his first place didn't believe it, he's not a traitor. He might be even true to his religion, true to his mission in life. But when the Jew does it, he's selling out his people. He's selling out his family. He's selling out the history. He's selling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Romans wanted was for the Jews to sell out their own people. It's a similar thing. Hitler, Yimach Shemayim. Many times, and all enemies, but you have so many stories of selling out your own people. The Jewish kapos, and other areas, sell out your own people, hurt your own people, be a traitor, sell out your family. Sell out your wife, sell your kids. And that's what he did. For a profit. There's a lesson even in America. If you want to discuss something so low, the person would sell his mother for $1. It's like the lowest thing a person could do. And he did it. Comes the second time, he refused. And they offered him so much more. And refused. And why? So listen to the lesson. He says, Omar, lo dai shechasti l'lokai pama achas. It's not sufficient that I angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu one time. Ela shachti senu pam shniyo. I should get him to be it twice. So, what a time is this? He's a traitor. Could you answer me, anybody right here in this room? What's the difference of angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu one time or two times? One time I'll do it. Twice not. It makes no sense. And what did they do to him? Ma'osulo, nosnu v'chamosho chroshim. They tied him to a donkey that would plow the fields, and I guess they put the nails through him, and they used him as the plow. He would scream in pain. That's painful. Trust me, it's painful. And the what did he say? Vai, oi, whoa. He was crying. For what? Not the pain. Sheikh Asti Levir, because I anger the Kaddish Baruch. You see here from a traitor, from a baiter, to almost a Gan Eden, to a Gadol. That's why Chazal darshan. You see from the lowest Jew, the biggest traitor, in a split second, could change his whole being and attitude to become the hero of the Jews and take all the punishment to protect the Jews. What's the pshat? I want to share this story. I think by in the Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust by Yaffa Eliyah, a similar thing. Now, there was one of the kapos who was constantly telling on fellow Jews and getting them in trouble. And when it came for the Yom Kippur davening, and they were davening, and they were fasting, and they wanted the Germans, and Maksham wanted to stop it, he took the bullet. He didn't tell them, and he protected them. A sudden change. We as the Kayach, what caused it? Comes the Punovich Rav. And he said as follows. He was a traitor. And the lowest of lows. He had no problems walking into the Kaddish Kedoshim and defiling it, spitting on the Sefer Torah for money. He had no problem taking them around and keeping it. But after everything said and done, he went into the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kaddish Kedoshim, for all the wrong reasons. But he was in the room, the Kaisai Beis HaMikdash. And it can't be that a Jewish soul is in the Kaisai, in the parameters, in the walls, in the room of the Beis HaMikdash, and not be mushka, and not be affected, and not be influenced, and not be touched. It can't be. He took it, and he thought about it. I was just in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, I don't believe it. I'm a rebellious person. I can't believe it. I was in Beis HaMikdash. He might even flip it. It affected him. And immediately, he did tshuva and became a hero of Klal Yisrael. That's the hashpa of a Kaisai Beis HaMikdash, of the Kaisai Kaddish Kedoshim. I personally, by the way, it's a personal feeling. If you ever went to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and you go to the Kaisel, it's mind-boggling there also. You see so many different people, so many different Jews, from, not from, anti-from, you know, all types. And they go to the base, they go to the Kaisel, they touch it, and suddenly they start davening, they tear, they put vittle in, something. There's an awe. What awe? You're not showing Torah mitzvahs. You might be anti. You're assimilated. What shayach is there? You don't even know what it is. It can't be that a Jewish soul touches a Beis HaMikdash, the wall, the kaisel, and is not affected. It's impossible. The hashpa, both when it's built and even its destruction. I think the Matthias goes hand in hand with the way the Punovich Rav learns this measure. And that's what we said. The same is true, I believe, in a Beis HaMedrash. When a person walks into a Beis HaMedrash, it can't be, but be affected by its Kedusha, by its Liman HaTorah, by its Tefillah, by its Kedusha. And that's the greatest effect that can happen to a person. And that's why you can take, that's how you can understand the Gemara and Brachas. You can take even people who are not Teichon Kabara, who Rav Gamliel had a shayner and said, don't come into my base of measures to learn, because you're not a real Ben Taira. Don't. And when he sat, stepped down, Rav Elizabeth Azariah took over, and he let everyone in. The 700 newcomers came in to the base of Medrash, and he had Chalishas Adas, because he saw that at the Chalish Arim, said that he saw that there is a hashpa, a strong hashpa from the Christ-like base of Medrash, that can even take all those Sheinim Teich Kabar, all the fakers, and move them. All the at risk, and change them. All the anti, and touch them. The power. The way Rav Hutna once said, we mentioned this once, when you have in Klai Yisrael, those who are the askan, those who are there to help out and care about the tzorchei hatzibur, the needs of the tzibur. If I say the oisik b'tzorchei tzibur b'emunah, which you make a special piece of paper, so you can make your list, and I give a piece of paper to everyone, knock out the first five things that come to mind, where you say oisik b'tzorchei tzibur b'emunah. First thing, someone might say atzol. Second thing, the head of a gemach. Third thing, you know, bikacholim. Fourth thing, chaver kedisha. You know, fifth thing, the shamash. Sixth thing, the guy who cleans up the basement. You have so many things. All the ice cream and chocolate, tzibah and mamuna. There's one thing they missed out putting down, and that's the first one, the one that's top of the list. The biggest Isaac Mitzvah Yitzhak Muna. And what is that? That's Bachrim sitting and learning in the base of Medrash. The Bachrim sitting and learning in the base of Medrash are the best or the highest Isaac Mitzvah Yitzhak Muna. And they have a hashpah on everybody and anybody that walks in, there's no shyness. And it's even it surrounds it. Or when they walk out of the base of Medrash and they carry it, they become, as somebody once said, a portable base of Medrash. Someone once says that should be written on his matzeva. Who was he? He was a portable base of Medrash. A walking base of Medrash. What does that mean? Wherever he was, there's a hashpah coming from him to other people. He didn't know them, they didn't know him. He didn't know they were watching him, and they didn't know what he was, they didn't know his name. But they look at him and says, this Kedusha, something special. They don't know why, and they become affected from it. And that's the real mission of Klai Yisrael. And that's what you're true to be. That's what you really are. For as many times as I know when I'm meeting people here, they're awe-stricken. They can't understand it. What's going on? And they feel something. They feel it. On the other hand, sometimes you see the boys, as others feel it, they're hiding and embarrassed from it. Or they're hiding their Yiddishkeit, or their not flaunting the learning. The greatest weapon and the greatest strength that they have. And I think that's Pshat in that Gemara. So, and I say again, as I said on Monday night, when we talk about our sense of mission, this is Shiva, Bachman, We're talking about a blowing soul. Ordinary bracha. It means, and it only means, those who their makom is based on measures. Doesn't mean how well they're learning, or not well they're learning. Doesn't mean how well they're progressing. No, maybe the lack of progress. It means somebody who's a shakua in based on measures. Because at the end of days, at the end, he'll succeed. He'll be matzliach. He'll progress. And he'll have other hashpah on others as the hashpah on himself. That's the chiddush in the Rashi. For Rodfu Chamisha, became Elef, Rodfu became Chamisha, Meir Reva, Umeya became Revova Yadova. Rashi says the weakest become more powerful, not the strongest only, but the weakest, who would only be able to hit 100, in other words, 20-fold, suddenly could hit the 10,000, or 100 of them, which is 100-fold. The weakest become more powerful, the hashpah. I want to go to a step further. That's not the time. But we'll go to a step further another time. Is that you have to realize that if this is the miniature Beis HaMikdash, and it is, as the Gemara says, every Beis HaMikdash is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash, you have to be very careful that you're not the blanket, that you're not the traitor in Kavatar. And it is very true that sometimes because we're Shakua and based on Mikdash, and we're very comfortable, we sometimes, I don't want to say spit on the Sefer, Chas V'Shalom, but we don't give the proper covered due to the Sefer Torah. We walk in, sometimes lightheaded, talking. You walk in with cell phones. It's not proper. Nobody's on call here. You walk in with sometimes not the proper dress, frame of mind. There's a lack of covet in that Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash that has the hashpah to others. And that's something as B'nai Torah, not only to be careful about, you have to go beyond the letter of the law. Because you represent that. Please. You know, we wish that everyone has the hashpah from this place of Medrash. Those who are here, those who are not. And should be bequeathing by us that pasuk. Beautiful deep in the pasuk. Ashrei yeshvei v'secha. Oyeh v'chasecha. So he's saying ashrei, let's say lomdei v'secha. Or lomdei v'secha. Or mispalomdei v'secha. It's fortunate. Yeshua Yisrael. Those who just sit. Sit. Even if they, in a derech, I don't want to use relax, the word relaxation, but just sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. Odeh al-Fasala. And then eventually, there will be those who lead the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.